Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 18, verse 3 through Genesis 18, verse 24. Abraham, God, and a couple of angels are dining al fresco in a pre-genocidal nosh.
I'd avoid the appetizers if I were you. That's not fried calamari next to the ranch dip.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Connie, that was a wonderful recap. It puts it all in a nice little box, puts a bow on it, and shunts it out the door and drops it in the volcano.
I'm going to say, then what?
My precious.
My precious.
No, I'm not.
My precious. No, I can't go without my precious.
Oh, goodness.
At last we left. It was 1824, so we're going to move on to 1825. So, Connie, will you lead us off?
Yes, I will. All right. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
Okay, that's kind of a weird statement there. Apparently, Abraham begs God not to kill everyone in Sodom and Gomorrah, which is odd, since later in Genesis, he says Abraham doesn't even question God's request that he kill his own son.
Well, who hasn't wanted to strangle their child?
Yeah.
At some point, I guess.
You just want to go, "Arr!" So it leads to two good questions. One of them is, it says, he asked God two good questions. Will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked, and then shall not judge all the earth? And the answer is yes and no, both respectively. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I think the whole idea whether there's a righteous man at all or whether we're all wicked would be God's answer.
Yeah. So.
Except for his BFF, Abraham, of course.
Oh, yeah, Abraham, you know, well, him and the con artists that are with him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1827, I believe, yes.
26.
I'm sorry, 1826, right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was jumping ahead. 1826, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Well, aren't you magnanimous? If I find 50 righteous people, I'll say, okay, fine. That must mean that at least 50 people are good down there. At least 50.
But what does good mean?
Exactly.
What is righteous? Yeah. 1827, and Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes.
Okay.
Oh, look at me.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You know, what was that old movie where they said
Wayne's
that?
World.
Wayne's World. Well, I'm not worthy. We're not worthy. Yeah. We're just dust compared to you, God. You need your come here, God. We need to stroke your ego a little bit more.
He's sweet talking him now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1828. Mm-hmm. Peradventure. That's twice that's been misspelled. I don't know if that's.
That's an actual word.
Is that really an actual word? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Peradventure. That sounds like it's a weird trip, man. Peradventure, there shall lack 50, 5 and 40 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. Wait a minute, what is this, an auction? I mean, it's going the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, well. Okay, what if I don't find 50 people? Okay, I'm just saying, what if I can only find, I don't know, let's say 45 people? Would you spare them for 45 people? God, you know, God would have to wouldn't have to even answer this question because God is already going to know how many people in that city are righteous. He could just say, yeah, this is the one that's the righteous. You don't. Why is he even asking him to look for anybody righteous? He already knows that there's already one there, supposedly righteous.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. I'm not even going to get into how fucked up that is, but we'll get when I get to when we get to that point, I'll explain better.
Our definition of righteous is really on a sliding scale.
Yeah, apparently it's on God's sliding scale too.
Peradventure means perhaps.
Oh, perhaps. Oh, well, yeah. Then why did he just say perhaps? Again, they're getting paid by the letter and the word here.
And the syllables.
And the syllables.
Oh, 18:29. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake.
Yay.
You know, the fact that he's going down is just, he's trying to see exactly what God, you know, would, how
low can you go?
How low can you go?
This is, all right, Abraham, just to let you know, this is not the Price is Right, okay? All right. And you're going, you know, it's Bob Barker said, it, you've all overbid.
You bid a dollar.
Bet a dollar.
Just bet a dollar. So,
yeah.
Everybody else is, anyway.
18:30, and he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Well, all right, he's already agreed to 50, at least 50. So yeah. Why does he have to talk him down? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Why does he have to talk him down? He's like, okay, it's like God is all of a sudden his pet. He's like, okay, well, or at least he's talking to him like a servant. It's like, well, if you do it this way, well, what if it? How about this? Well, how about this? No, how about this? I'm like, make up your fucking mind.
And you're waiting for God to get, like, blow his top here.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, now this is like testing guys. Like, okay, fine, I won't do it if you do that many. Oh my God, I'm late for my appointment here. I got to be across town.
18:31, and he said, behold, now I have taken it upon me to speak unto the Lord every single time. I'm talking to God here.
Hey, I'm talking to God. You put everybody else on hold. Talking to God.
Back to Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Not on a boat, not on a plane, not on a boat. I already did that.
Yeah.
not with a goat. Well, maybe not, with a goat.
Maybe with a goat.
Maybe with that goat. That goat looks pretty tasty.
Well, the goat's his girlfriend, you know.
No, so that's we're a sheep. Down to 20.
Now we're down to 20. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, and the... It just seems like to me he's playing God's con. Like, he's like, well, you know, I really don't think I'm even going to find 20 there because you've already put it into my mind that these people down there, they've done something completely wrong. I have no idea what, but since I don't know what that is and you didn't fucking tell me, you just said they did something sinful. I don't know what that means. I mean, okay, something bad, obviously.
Something worse than marrying your sister and sleeping with your sister wife's slave.
Yeah, something worse than that. Apparently,
something worse than that.
That's the number one cause of all divorce nowadays is sleeping with your handmaiden.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger figured that one out.
I'm sorry, you said handmaiden. I went somewhere.
Or maid, or whatever, you know.
Handmaid.
Oh. Hand. Some people get mad over the hand.
Masturbation joke.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Some that's get over the devil, evidently too.
Yeah. 18:32, and he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet." But want this once, peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. I guess, all right, there's a notation here that says, I guess God couldn't even find 10 good sodomites. because he decides to kill them all. That goes back to Genesis 19. Coming up ahead. Too bad Abraham didn't ask God about the children. Why not save them? If Abraham could find 10 good children, toddlers, infants, or babies, would God spare them the city then? Apparently not, because God doesn't give a damn about kids.
Well, evidently, when they say, you know, 10, it's just 10. It doesn't say whether they're men, women, or children. So evidently, the babies were all evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the toddlers are all fucking the other toddlers. They're tearing down their diapers. Hey, I'm going to do you in the butt.
God. And I don't know why. I don't know if God just said, yeah, I'm done with this conversation, or because, you know, but there, I've heard entire sermons saying that this is Abraham's fault, because if he'd asked God to spare the city for one person's sake, mm-hmm. would he have done it? And they say he stopped. But according to this, it looks like, you know, the conversation was just over. And in 1833, it says, and the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned into his place. So God broke off the conversation and walked away.
Yeah.
And stopped it at 10.
Well, it does say he was communing with him. I'm wondering if he was sitting in a tent going, home, home.
They were spooning. Or maybe not after Abraham.
I don't know. God, yeah, apparently God's like, fine, fucking 10. God damn, what the hell? I've already agreed to this many, and now you want, okay, fine, whatever, 10. Man, I got to go get a beer. Fuck you. I'm going to go get a beer.
You go back. Get out of this car. Stop it. Get out of the car. Go.
I'm out of here, dude. I'm just fucking out of here.
You're something taking away went all off. My fun.
I apologize. That was me going off. Apparently, I thought I had all my sounds turned off on all my equipment here. I apologize. Now we're getting to Genesis 19.
Okay, Genesis 19, verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground.
So he automatically, you should never do this. You know why? Because it gives the person that's coming up on you, you don't know if they're what their intentions are. They could come up and hit you right in the back of the head, and bam! John,
they're immediately identified as angels.
Yeah, they're immediately identified as angels, because apparently there's nobody else around for miles, and nobody in their right mind would travel that far, so they must be angels automatically. How did he know that they were angels?
Don't know.
I'd like to know that. How did he automatically know that they were angels? I mean, did they have wings?
Yeah.
Did they have halos? Were they playing Halo? Did they have an iPhone in their hand? What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. 19:2, and he said, "Behold, now, my lords, turn in, I pray you." This is the worst wording ever, and we've read some pretty nasty shit. Into your servant's house, and tarry all night. He's going to tarry all night. And wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Oh, they're looking around. They're looking to get laid, is what it is. They're looking, he's like, yeah, we're new in town, but I appreciate the flop, but we've got like things to do. So, you know, we got other things in places. We got to look around, you know, I'm looking for the drug deal.
Yeah. They're not interested in just going, you know, it begs the question too, does Lot know what's going on inside the city? And he's like, don't want to look in there.
Yeah. Don't look behind the closet. Don't open the closet door.
But he knows they're angels.
Yeah.
19:3, and he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and he entered into their house, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and he did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. So he really pushed it. Says, no, you need to come inside. Yeah, Lot tells him, get in here. And so they pushed him in the house, and they ate.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're angels, why would they even be able to push him? Because they weren't angels. They were con men. They were con men.
So, yeah, they eat, I guess.
And they eat. Why would angels... Okay, why would angels need to eat? Angels don't need to eat. They're not human. Angels would not need to eat. There's really no reason for angels to eat at this point. They've not established why angels should even have to eat. I mean, are they saying that they've taken on corporeal form and apparently they just need to sustain the body? If so, then what's the need for? Well, I'm going to kind of jump ahead here. Why is the need of Jesus if God could just produce angels that can eat? I mean, and then they can do magic tricks also, obviously. So Jesus is not necessary. But I'm just saying that's just my take on it. 19:4, but they lay down. Sorry, 19:4. But before they lay down, again, why would they even need to lay down? Angels.
Yes, they choose to. Maybe they choose to do these things.
Yeah, con men. Before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. Okay, so
wow.
People apparently from the rest of the city apparently found out that Lot is having guests, and he's like, hey, did you hear the party that's going over at Lot's house? He's got like wine and shit, you know, and he's got guests. No one comes to our house. Why is it just Lot? That's not fair.
I don't know. That must be a lot of people. It's a big. I would think it would be a.
There has to be enough people to surround an entire house. And of course, you know, these houses are probably not really huge. I imagine you didn't like have a 3-story mansion or some shit, you know.
No, and we have all ages here. We don't say how young is, but again. No. We don't think we're going to find. Evidently, there's evil babies at this place.
That's what I was going to say. It's the evil babies that are around there. It does say young.
Yeah, exactly. 19:5. And they called out unto Lot and said unto him, we are the men which came in. We are the men which came into thee this night. Oh, sorry. Where are the men?
I was going to say.
Sorry. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us that we may know them. How did they know that the angels, these guests, they didn't actually enter the city? He prevented them from entering the city, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what it says there. Yeah, you're right. That's a little bit of a, because he says he rose up to meet them and he says, hey, you don't want to go into this. But then he automatically somehow ends up inside the house. Maybe he's a gate guard. You know, his house is right near the gates.
Right. He doesn't live in the city. He lives just outside the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
wasn't he the mayor of it or something like that?
I have no idea. I've never heard that statement that Lot was the mayor or anything. He just happened to one of the happy people that live there.
Hmm. Yeah. So they want them. They want the guys brought out.
Yeah. They want them to bring out so they may know them. See, now this is always referred to as... sex. They want to ass fuck them, you know.
Well, they want to have sex with them. However, they have sex is.
Yeah, and this is pointed out in many in the Christian religion as saying that this is a sign of homosexuality because they want to know him. Maybe they didn't want to know him or have sex with him. Maybe they want to say, hey, come take a look. I got the gambling casino down the street. Come on, take a look. Maybe that's what they want to do. They got an enterprise down the street, and they want somebody to come down because everybody in town is broke because they've pilfered all the money out of everybody else's pockets. So we've got new people in town. Let's set up like a little Vegas here and get some to, you know, gamble, throw some cards on the table, and see where things go.
Well, even understanding what the sin of Sodom is really, it's not clear.
Yeah, actually the sin of Sodom is not, religious people get this wrong all the time. They think the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is the sin of homosexuality. That's not it. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is just turning away people. That's actually the sin.
But okay, even if you just read what we've just read here, it mm-hmm. doesn't make sense because they're saying, wait, why didn't you come in? It seems to me that if you look at it in that sense, are they being hospitable? Are they saying, look, what's wrong? Why aren't you coming in? It seems to me like they're trying to open the city up to them, if you think about it in a certain way. I don't know. So anyway, I don't know if we want to go to those extra verses or anything, but what is Sodom's sin? Well, there is homosexuality because this Ezekiel 16:49-50 says, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. They committed an abomination before me. And in Leviticus, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. But there's more. There's the Matthew and Luke both say that the sin was inhospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to find the reference point on that, but it's... apparently, I'm finding the ones that the Christians like to say that it's the one that say that it's, you know, because of the homosexuality. That's really
well, but there's a lot of things that are an abomination. Leviticus names a lot of things that.
Oh
are
yeah, but we just, yeah, and again, you know, the thing is, we kind of brought this up several chapters ago. The thing about Leviticus is it hasn't been established yet. So what is the sin? They have no idea what the bad things they've done. I mean, really.
Right, that's very true.
Yeah.
19:6.
Yeah, 19:6. Thank you. 19:6. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. Okay, he stepped outside and closed the door behind him.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right.
Riveting.
19:7
and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly.
Do not so wickedly. Do not what so wickedly? They say they want to know him. They say, hey, come on out. Come on. Hey, we want to go out party. We don't know these guys. They look like they're fun. They look like fun guys.
Yeah. They're pretty, too.
They got a pretty mouth.
They may or may not have meant that. Yes. Yep. He's assuming that they want to do something wicked.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows these people better than anybody else, but... You know, that's quite an assumption.
Yeah, it's quite an assumption. Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, maybe he doesn't. He knows his neighbors. Maybe there's only a few people there. I know it's like, hey, yeah, go take a cold shower or something, you know.
Well, what if Lot sits there at the gate because he wants to bend the ear and bend the elbow of every important person who comes to the city.
True.
And make the best impression and cut everybody else out.
Right.
Maybe he has a habit of keeping these people all to himself and say, yeah, you don't want to go in there. Just come here and visit
just hang out with me because I'm the most important person in town here,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
And so I'm the guy you want to talk to. So
yep.
Where were we at?
Eight.
Eight. Thank you. 19:8. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you and... Do ye to them as good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Well, of course, the roof's going to cast a shadow. I mean, it's a roof. It's between you and the thing that's that hot, burny thing in the sky. And the thing is here, this is a lie. Because he says that they've not known man. But we find out later, well, we will find out later, that... That Lot, I'll just read the thing here. It says, Lot refuses to give up to his angels to the perverted mob. It's a perverted mob. Offering his two virgins. Instead, he tells the bunch of the angels angel rapers to do with them what he wants, basically. But the thing is here, if I was in this time period, I wouldn't say, here, have my daughters. He's basically saying, my daughters are worth shit. Just do anything you want to them because they're just women. Women don't mean anything. So, the thing here is, I don't forget where I was going with this.
The
fact is that they're you find out later that they were already married. They'd already
been
married.
They could be in that period where they're betrothed. there's a year where there's a period of time between the betrothal and the actual marriage ceremony where you're considered married, but they're
so they don't get to touch them for a year.
You remain a virgin, right? So
oh my god,
I don't.
Why didn't these people just kill themselves already? I mean, fuck. It's like you're all right. I get to get married to this woman, but I don't get to have sex with her for a year. I'd say I'm going to go down the street. I'm going down to the brothel. I'll see you.
I suppose the man could, as long as he doesn't get caught. That's not the problem. The whole problem is whether a woman's hymen is intact.
That's important.
But I personally don't know. They don't specify that that's what's happened here. That is the only way I could see that they might still be virgins.
Yeah.
But they seem to have a pretty good grasp on what needs to happen.
Right.
And
he could just be lying. He could just say they've not known a man. Well, yeah. How do they know?
Well,
and why would he?
Live,
why would
they,
he even?
But they live there. They live there.
Right. They live there. Why would they even? Why would they not have this information? I mean, they obviously see him hanging around someplace. I'd imagine. I mean, they don't keep. Do they keep the women folk locked up in their houses all day, all night? They don't get to go out at all. What kind of society is that where it's only men roaming around? Holy shit. How do you meet anybody? Yeah, I got a daughter over here. You want to see her? Yeah, she's the one in the dark over there. Yeah, you want to marry her? Okay, I'll make you a deal.
Well, okay, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom. So this is only men that's come out here. And now here I'm going to go back to the idea I was playing with.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know Lot's not just making this huge fucking assumption that these guys, when they say, hey, we want to get to know these men, that they want something sexual. Maybe he's the pervert. Maybe Lot is the pervert because he says, yeah, you just want to have your way with these guys.
Oh,
here.
I see.
And again, he's called righteous, but he's going to throw his daughters to basically be raped.
Yeah. That's not righteous.
By a mob, and that's. I'm sorry. They're gonna die.
Yeah, and if he's righteous, and he's like, yeah, just do with him. You know, treat him like a dog. You know,
he's making assumptions. He's jumping to conclusions, and he just absolutely threw his daughters under the bus, so to speak.
Yeah,
this is just disgusting.
It is. This guy, this guy should have Child Protective Services come and visit his house, like, right now.
19:9, and they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now we... Oh, okay. Evidently, this is the crowd talking about Lot.
I guess. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm trying to follow this myself.
All right. I'll start it again. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. So they're getting ready to break in the door.
Yeah, they're getting ready to break down the door, it sounds like. It's like, hey, guys, back off. Stand back. You know, hey, this guy just came over, you know, to shoot the breeze, you know, spend the night, and I'm going to rape them later. They don't know it, but I'm going to rape them later.
Angel boys for himself.
Want the angel boys to myself. You guys can't have them. And then he said, no, share and share alike. So, yeah, they're trying to make all the gay people, the homosexuals in this instance, look out to be the total bad guys. They're the ones pushing the issue. It's like, hey, please, just get the fuck out of the way. I'm not even saying please. Just get the fuck out of the way. We're gonna do with them what we want because we're gay and homosexual and we're just automatically wicked and evil just because of that. Yeah, awesome. Awesome message, fucker.
Yeah.
19:10. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut to the door. Shut to the door? What? Just say shut the fucking door. why the fuck did you have to say and shut to the door? You don't shut to the door. You just say shut the door. God damn. He's getting paid by the fucking word. I know I've said that. I know I've said that like a million times already on this show so far. But they're adding words in here that do not belong here. This is an inspired word of God. Oh my fucking motherfucking God! No, this
well,
is such
if the translator just needed to pray a little bit less and translate a little bit.
He needed
clearer.
To take the translator to take his put his hand on his pen and off his dick.
Oh no. Okay, so the angels pulled Lot back inside and shut the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I wasn't watching the time because I was getting so enthralled in this story here. We're actually at our 30-minute mark. So I know, right? We do have to get out of here because we're trying to keep these to 30 minutes so you don't get bored and want to throw your player out the window. And I don't want you to do that because you won't come back and listen anymore. So... did we get this part of the story wrong? Did we get it right? I don't know. Hey, let us know. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/ABANW podcast. If you do like the show and you think we're right on the nose and you want to give us some hard-earned cash and make sure we don't throw any Lot's way, you can go to patreon.com. That's at patreon.com/ABANDNW. We also have a Facebook where Lot is not welcome at because he's an asshole. But you're welcome there at facebook.com/ABANDNW. There are blog pages over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. If you have any questions, comments, email, hate mail, or anything we're dealing with Lot, you can send it to tatbanw, that's TATBANW, at gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show called Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and also on YouTube. Just look for Packard Pokes At. And also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and leave a review for us on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker as well. That'd be great. And... we'll see you next time. And from myself and Connie, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.